Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited source master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. Find tons more self-empowering goodies to become a conscious, deliberate creator on my website at zakaran.com. So here we go. Abundanza, the magic key to creating joy, well-being, and abundance in your life. Focus on good stuff, and you'll attract good stuff. The fastest way to abundance and attracting your desires of more financial abundance in your life is to focus on things that are already abundant and thriving and working well. Things in your life and on planet Earth in general that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. That you already essentially have and want more of. Focus on nature that is thriving. Focus on the aspects of your life that are already providing financial success. Think only of the positive aspects of these things. For instance, your job or your business or your career. Do not think about any aspect of those that are lacking in any way. Think about the money that they are bringing into you and into your life and blessing your life, not the fact that you would like a lot more money to come in or you'd like an even better job. Just appreciate what is coming in. Appreciate what you have. It's all right to appreciate what you have, but still be desirous for more. At the very same time. In other words, it's not helpful to be angry at your job or your business or your boss, etc., that is not providing you with the money and experience you desire quite yet. Instead, appreciate the money and what that money provides for you. But also be excited and happy about what it or some other opportunity could bring to you, even more abundance, even more greater experiences, even better, more fun people, etc. Appreciate anything that is abundant and thriving and growing and working well in your life, not just the things associated with money. Because abundance is abundance. It doesn't matter if it's an abundance of cheddar or an abundance of sweet pets or an abundance of fun friends, or an abundance of juicy lovers, or an abundance of trees, or flowers, or good food, or clouds, or an abundance of good running cars, an abundance of great music, entertainment, movies, comedy, sports, etc. The point is, we are surrounded by an abundance of wonderful things in our lives every minute of every single day. Yeah, we put most of our attention upon the things that we don't like and don't want and the things that are lacking in our lives. Yet, if you made a list of everything that is going well and is abundant and thriving in your life and on planet Earth in general, if you tallied up all of the good things on one column and all of the bad things on the other, well, the goody list would be 1,000 times bigger. And then maybe you would understand the importance of paying attention to all of the wonderful things and paying no attention to all of the crappy things. 99% of everything in most people's lives is wonderful. Yet most people are focused on the 1% of crap that isn't working well. And by doing so, people sabotage themselves because, one, they attract more crap because they're focused on crap. And two, when you focus on crap, all you can see is crap, even though you might be surrounded by a ton of wonderful things. Here's a classic example. The relationship. Bum, 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 bum. You find a lover to love, and everything is, you know, unicorns and rainbows and moonbeams in the beginning because all you focus on is your lover's good qualities. Everyone's on their best behaviors. then a lot of people fall into the classic trap of then starting to focus more of their attention upon their lover's negative character traits rather than their positive qualities. And they start out focused in positive ways upon their own personal life and their lives together and how exciting everything's. But then they start focusing more upon unwanted things, which sabotages everyone's happiness, success, and the success of the relationship. It's classic self-sabotage 101 and relationship sabotage 102. And all both partners needed to do was pay zero attention upon anything negative, unwanted, or lacking in their lives, and instead focus on everything that is working well and abundant, and everything about each other and life that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and they would live happily ever after. Unfortunately, we are not typically taught this positive way to live and create. Instead of being taught to focus on wanted things and focusing on thriving, abundant things, and thusly attracting more wonderful, abundant things in our lives, we are instead taught by society to focus on unwanted things and then try to get rid of those unwanted things in our lives and on planet Earth. To go to war with the unwanted things in life, which is a completely faulty premise. Get rid of what you hate, and what will be left will be what you love. Unfortunately, the universe does not work that way. Creation does not work that way. The law of attraction does not work that way. This is not a creation of judgment and exclusion and assertion. It is a universe of allowance and inclusion and attraction. It is a universe and creation of attraction, 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 not assertion. Nothing and no one can assert their will upon anyone. Therefore, everything negative in your life is there because you attracted it with your attention upon other negative, unwanted things. And you will always attract more of whatever you are focused upon, positive or negative. And your focus upon negative, unwanted, limited things attracts more unwanted things because the universe does not judge whatever you're focused upon as being good or bad. And therefore, does not generally give or withhold anything that you are focused upon. Instead, it provides only an abundance of whatever you are focused upon, positive or negative, wanted or unwanted, good or bad. The universe doesn't care. It's unconditionally loving in nature. The key issue here is people don't understand their own unlimited power to create whatever they desire. Instead, they believe the complete malarkey they were told by ignorant, misguided clergy and their ignorant, misguided followers that we are the complete opposite and we are powerless to create anything. And instead, things are created for us by some sort of judging, insecure God who determines right from wrong and gives us more or less of what we deserve based on how we believe and act. And since God supposedly has decided what is good and what is bad, humans have decided to usurp God's power and prejudges goodness and badness and has made himself judge, jury, and executioner of what they believe to be bad and evil. Completely contrary to their own religious teachings. If religious people actually follow their own religious teachings and beliefs that, you know, God alone is the judge, not humans, then humans would be completely allowing and 100% non-judgmental and would let God sort out the sinners from the saints, as it were. But instead, humans have decided to act like the judgmental God that they believe actually exists, which if you actually are well-educated in religion, you would understand that that is the wrong thing to do from the classic Bible verse of judgment is mine, saith the Lord. So if in fact God was judgmental, then it would be our job to not be judgmental, logically. But the fact of the matter is God's source is not judgmental, and it is our job to be like the gods we all truly are, and we be the same way as Source, as God, which is non-judgmental. Because if you believe in judgment and bad and good and wrong and sin and evil, well, then you must also believe in victimhood and assertion and disempowerment. That evil people can assert their evil will upon you, but in this universe of allowance, non-judgment, inclusion, there is no such thing as assertion and evil and victimhood. There is only misguided attraction by people who do not understand their unlimited power to create whatever they want, which includes unwanted things. When you focus your attention upon unwanted things, whatever you're focused upon, you attract more of, good or bad, whether you want it or not. Okay, so enough of that dissertation. Let's just simply work under the self-empowering premise that I have the complete power, we all have the complete power to create whatever I want based upon my focus upon it. Because the universe, God, Source, creation, this the great spaghetti monster, whatever you want to call the divine force of creation, God, etc., is not judgmental and is instead completely allowing and supportive of whatever I desire. And it's only humans that judge desires as good or bad. And I will graciously be given more of whatever I am focused upon, good or bad, wanted or unwanted. I mean, it doesn't get any more balanced and caring and generous and loving than that. So I'm going to focus my unlimited power of creation upon wonderful, fun things that I like, love, and appreciate so that I can attract to myself more of those things and other wonderful things in abundance that I don't have yet that are similarly wonderful, because that is a fun thing to do. But it will also get me what I want. I get happy, which is all what I want in the first place, but I also get the fun stuff that's attracted to my happiness. So simply, I will pay zero attention to unwanted things that feel bad to think about, and instead, I will give all of my attention, focus, and therefore, all of my creative power to things that feel great to think about, because it feels great to do it, and I'll get all of the fun goodies I desire. So hopefully you can see that creating what you want is quite easy, contrary to what humanity has taught you. Just focus on things you like, love, and appreciate that you want more of in your life. And you'll attract more fun, wonderful things in your life. Focus on anything that is thriving and growing and working well. And when you've mastered that, your vibration is raised. Well, now you can think about things that you want that you don't have yet, such as more money. And the trick is to think about an abundance of that money, even though the physical abundance of that money isn't here yet. Think about an abundance of that money or lover or whatever you desire, and the fun things that you will do with that money or lover, etc., and you will feel good, especially the fun things you'll do with it, because oftentimes when you think about money, you think you'll feel bad because you'll think about a lack of the money, or you'll think about how am I going to get that money. But when you think about what you're going to do with that money or that lover, you're going to feel good. If you start thinking about a lack of money or lover, etc., well, then just revert back to step one and just think about other things that are thriving and working well that you want more of. Just leave that issue alone and raise your vibration back up. And then you can go back to your quote-unquote issue, your big desire, and imagining an abundance of that desire. And the key ingredient to always pay attention to is, how do I feel? If I'm feeling good, if you're feeling good, then keep thinking that unlimited, abundant thing. Keep thinking in unlimited, joyful, abundant ways. Feel bad? Well, then stop thinking in those lack-oriented, unwanted, negative, limited, judgmental, doubting, etc. ways. It's very simple. And you cannot fail if you follow your infallible self-guidance system, which is your good old-fashioned feelings. And you would be following them naturally if every single person in society didn't convince you to follow a whole list of rules instead and follow your parents and teachers and clergy and politicians and doctors and lovers and friends and society and your country and your religion, etc. So, to make your life a million times easier, a trillion times more fun, and a septimajillion times more abundant, instead of trying to use society's rules and people as your guidance system by making them all happy by based on, you know, your actions, well, instead try following your good feelings instead. If what you're thinking, saying, looking at, writing about, and talking about makes you feel good, well, then keep doing that. That's your self-guidance system saying good stuff. Keep it up. You're in tune with abundance. You're in tune with goodness. You're in tune with your divine source. It's your own source saying, yeah, you're in tune with me. Keep it up. You're focused in a positive, abundant direction, same as me. Keep it up. And if what you're thinking, saying, looking at, writing about, talking about makes you feel bad, well, then just stop doing that and find something good feeling and joyful to focus on. Because that's your self-guidance system saying, you're heading in the wrong direction, dude. The good stuff's over here, not where you're focused. Your self-guidance system is saying, as soon as possible, make a legal U-turn to get back on your optimal good-feeling route. Your self-guidance system only says the good stuff is over there. Or your good stuff is over here, good stuff is over here, your good stuff is over here, good stuff is over here. Because that's where your source is always sitting. Whether you're thinking good-feeling thoughts or bad-feeling ones, your source is always focused upon good and wonderful things and calling you there, so to speak. If you're thinking bad-feeling ones, your self-guidance system is not treating you like a preacher or your mother or your boss or your angry lover. It never says, you stupid freaking idiot, you sinner, you evil, selfish, good-for-nothing, fuckwit, why the heck are you thinking about crappy things that make you feel bad to think about? It never says you can't have that, or you're not good enough, or you're not talented enough, or you're too old, or you're too young, etc. No, none of that crap. Your self-guidance system is only 100% positive oriented and is not ever judging you. It is not a judging God. It's not a judging mother or a judging lover. Your self-guidance system, your own source, just says the good stuff that you want is over here. The good feelings that you want is over here. The joy that you want is over here. The abundance that you want is over here. It does not say, hey, dude, you're headed towards the bad stuff. It just says the good stuff's over here. The good feelings are over here. The joy is over here. Your source never gives negative guidance. It never says, hey, dude, if you stay on that thorny path, well, there's nothing but doom and gloom and lots of punctures from all those thorns. It does not say that. It just says, hey, dude, the good, fun, abundant, joyful, delicious, exciting stuff's over here. Come join me. So the original saying that was misinterpreted was actually, judgment does not exist, saith the Lord, that we all truly are, or allowance is mine, saith the Lord God source that we all truly are. So there you go. That's your game plan to complete joy, well-being, and abundance. Focus on the good stuff and you'll attract good stuff. The key to a joyful, happy, healthy, and wealthy life couldn't be more easy. Yet humans complicate the shit out of everything. So just make everything easy. Make everything fun. Because the purpose of life is joy. And the basis of life is freedom. And the result is never-ending expansion. So enjoy your delicious journey of focusing on good, fun stuff to attract more good, fun stuff. And when you're doing that simple and easy task every day, you are the epitome of success. Because true success is joy. And you're doing what you came to planet Earth to do, which was to create fun stuff and have a ball doing it. Because the purpose of life is joy. Purpose of life is joy. So have fun on planet Earth. That's an order. So I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. I'm sure you did. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Pretty pleased with sugar on top and strawberries and blueberries. And come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to make all your dreams come true. My name is Zakiron Otkon Weishihan. And I'm here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation and you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday.